I like the story about Ondaat Kenehiki. And it's On means town, and Kenehiki is when you walk around like an Epcowahik, you see.
Oh, okay.
And I wondered when we when I was growing up, how come we had names for monkeys? You know, because and I see in movies and stuff, that's the way they walk. And they call them Ondaat Kenehiki in the Thlinkit language. I wondered about that for a long time, and then finally, I think around the early 80s, they had a meeting at the McBride Museum, and they got all of the anthropologists that worked with the Indian people come here. Kitty McClellan came, and Julie Cruikshank, and they asked Mom to come too, and they had somebody from Anchorage here, Robert McKinnon, his name. He did a lot of work with the people down on Copper River around in that area there, and he put out a book about the Thlinkit legends, big fat book. Mm. Yeah, and in that book was a story about the long-tailed ones. And then I finally got my answer about monkeys. And they, one of the legends is that, the people got rid of them when they got to be too much nuisance. There was a camp on the Copper River somewhere. They had a fish camp there. And a long time ago, the people, when they were drying fish, catching fish, the whole village worked, everybody worked. And this one old lady, she was really getting on in years, and she couldn't do very much, so they kept her at home. But they didn't want her to stay home by herself, so they left her grandson with her. And he's supposed to stay home to keep the fires going and to make sure that she was okay and stuff. That's why they left him home. And here in the afternoon, he started monkeying around with snowshoes, and they had hillsides above the camp, the mountainside there, and they're camped right on the bottom of that. And he looked up on that mountainside and the hillside there, and he could see birch trees, and he wanted some birch trees. He's going to make snowshoes, he said. And he told his grandma, "I'm going to go up there and get snowshoes." And she told him, "You're not supposed to go. You're not supposed to leave me. You know, you're not supposed to go away from the camp by yourself." She told him, "You're supposed to stay here." "Look," he said. "Look at that hillside there." He said, "You're going to see me walking right there." He told her, "This close." He told her, "Say, you watch me." He told her, "But before you go up that hill, you have to go to a little flat place, and before you get up onto that hill there." And here he went. He wouldn't listen. He went. And when all the people come back, when the village, everybody come back, he was gone. And she told him where he went. And the young boys, young warriors, they call them, they run around all over there looking around for him. Nothing, no tracks, nothing. They couldn't find where he went to at all. And so they didn't know what to do. And it's nighttime, they had to go to bed and stuff, so he was missing. And this one old man, he's a wise man in the village, and he think about it, and he start to look around. 2 to 3 days he look around. And he always watch old people, they used to watch which way the wind is blowing and stuff, and they try to go so that the wind is not blowing with them. And he was walking around in a bush further back, and here he heard something making noise, just like, it sounded like people laughing, but it wasn't people laughing, but sound like somebody laughing or something. So where he heard that sound, he snuck over there to it. And here there was a clearing, there's a big clearing. And there's monkeys were there, Ondaat Kenehiki, they called them. There's a bunch of them there. And here they had that boy's head, and they made ball out of it. And they were throwing it to each other, and then when they drop it, when they can't catch it, that's when they laugh. They laugh at it. And that man, he just watched them and watched them, and he went, he sneak around to them all the time until he found out. Then he told the people in the village. Meantime, before that happened, they said they always have to go around in a bunch together. They always tell them, don't go around by yourself. Even when we're growing up, they tell us that. Don't go around in the bush by yourself. You got to have somebody with you. You can't walk around any place, they tell you. And they tell us, somebody's going to get you. Bushman. Yeah. You. They tell you that too, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were growing up. And when I grew up after, I thought, oh, they just want us to keep an eye on us. That's why they didn't want us to go. But, you know, now we know that there really is stuff in the bush, eh? Anyway, that's those people, they're all cutting fish and stuff together. Community project, they work together. They have their own fish houses, you know, but they set fish traps and they catch lots of fish, and everybody's fishing for the winter, because long time ago it used to be hard winter, and they need lots of fish for themselves and for their dogs too, you know. So they used to always work hard for fish and stuff. Certain times of the year you get different kinds of things. Anyway, that man, he look around, and he found that those on that Kanahigi, there was a big mountain there. As soon as it start to get dark, those things, they go into their cave. And he watched them. They never come out in the morning. As soon as it get daylight, then they come back out. He watched them long enough to know that when the moon come up, even when the moon come up, like sometimes the moon is just like daytime, it's so bright. Even then, they never come out. They just stay in their den all night. As long as it's dark, they stay in. So then he told the people, "What? We got to get rid of those things." He said, "Not only did they take that young warrior, but they take the young ladies. Sometimes they just happen to go too far, and young kids. They always take the kids all the time." He said, "We got to get rid of them." So. He said, those things, they go in their dens, and they don't come out. So the next time, the next full moon, we're gonna asphyxiate them. So he got everything ready, and he got them boys to, all those people to help him. So they got wood. They know what kind of wood to get to make smoke and stuff. And he find all of those dens. He watched them for a long time. And so that's what they did. As soon as it got dark enough and the moon come up really good, they went and they smoke out all of them. He told them to take clubs too. Have a nice big club and stand at the den. When anybody come out, they just club them with a club. And those were left inside, we got fixated. So that's how they got rid of that Ondot Kanahigi in here. And that's how we had that name for monkeys, Ondot Kanahigi, and why we didn't have any monkeys here, because we killed them all. Our ancestors. Yeah. I found that story in that Robert McKinnon's book, and he's an anthropologist in the University of Alaska in Anchorage. Mm. And that's where that story came from. And that's how I got my answer for why we had that name, you know. I couldn't figure out why we had a name for monkeys and we didn't have one. Mm. Yeah. So that was really interesting for me. Because, you know, when you get educated in the Western world, you wonder about things when you hear about in our language and stuff. My son and my nephew And their wives were coming back from Carcass one time, and they said they saw two of those things. And they said they were sitting on the road like that, just kind of squatting on the road, and there's caribou there walking on the road. And here, that's when the car come close, they stood up and they ran across the road, and they said it just looked like a bear, but they walk, they stand up and they walk. They had big steps. They said they went back the next day and they check out the footprints, but it was melting like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't go very far to it. And my niece told me that story, and I said, "Ah, oh, they just sat in that pub in Carcass too long," I tell them. And then I said to her, "Well, why didn't they tell somebody?" And she said, "Goodness," and she said, "You're the mother." She said, "And you look with your look at the way you thought." She said, "That's why they never told anybody." She said, "Everybody is going to say that to them." She said. And that Joe Johnson from Burwash too. I asked him about that when I went up there to do workshop one time. I asked him if they had any they see anything, or they had any stories about those kinds of things. "Oh yeah," I said, "there's some around here." They said, "There's a big mountain in Burwash, you know, on that mountain on that side, they call it Sheep Mountain."
Yeah.
He said, "One time I was coming from the store," he said, "and I met Cecil Dixon," he said, "and we stand and talk," he said, "and the sheep was running around that mountain, so we both looked to see what was disturbing them, why they was running around, and they said, there's two of them there, they were trying to catch sheep," he said. Mm-hmm. He said, "We see it right from here in the road," he said, "honest to God," he said, "we wasn't drinking too." They said, so they said in Burwash they see it.
Gunashish, Sam, Gunashish, Ida. It's good.